Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the third Mishnah in the third Perek. And we're now moving from the Trefot and the Ksherot of a Behemah to the Trefot and the Ksherot of an Oaf of birds. And as we will see in a Braita very soon, it's pretty much the same list with a couple of exceptions. Of course, the gizzard is an issue that we've already discussed, which is different for birds. Other things are different for birds. But for the most part, it's the same, and the material will look very familiar. Ve'ilu trefot ba'of, nikuvat ha'veshet, again, if the esophagus is punctured, ufsukat ha'gagaret, again, if the windpipe is severed. Hikta chulda, if a mouse really bit, al rosha, makom shoseh ota trefa, if it bit on the head, in the kind of place that would make it a trefa, which of course means puncturing the membrane, as we saw earlier. Nikeva korkavan, if the gizzard was punctured, is something we dealt with much earlier. Nikuvat dakin, if the inner, the small intestines were punctured. Naflala orvenachmeru b'nei me'eha. If the animal, if the bird fell into a fire and its innards, its digestive system, got burned out, we'll see. Imirukim sulim. If it looks green, then it's pasul. Imantumim. If it's still red, then kasher. Darsa utrafavakota. Let's say you took the animal and you pushed it up against the wall. The bird, sorry, or which stabehemar, an animal trampled it. Farcheset v'shatam eitleit, and it's still moving around for 24 hours. Shachatak shera. Then it's kasher. 24 hours, a litmus test for that. Now, Rabbi Shmuel v'Levi, da'amri machnis yado lifnim uvodek imivatzpeitz v'oleh. This is now dealing with the mouse that bit the head. You could stick your head inside and see if the brains are moving around or coming out, then trefa, because that means there's a puncture. V'imav k'sherat. If you remember in the first Mishnah, when we talked about the animal, the mammal, and we talked about the brain membrane being punctured, we said that there is a machloket, whether the inside, very thin membrane, also has to be punctured. So if you agree that both have to be punctured to be a trefa, so then I understand how this test will work. Elamanda amar inki vilah afagavdu inki vtata, but according to the one who said that even if only the outside one was punctured, that's still a trefa. Nechush tilma ilah inki, why aren't we concerned that the outside was punctured? As atala inki, the inside wasn't, and that's why the brains aren't coming out, because it's still plugged. The answer is the inki vilah tata agav ruchachay mifka paka. If it were true that the outside one was punctured, then the inside one wouldn't hold anything. It would be too soft, and it would also burst once you put your hand in there. Now, Amr Zairi, ein bedika l'chulda. Zairi said the following thing, evidently in Pumbadita. He said, there is no bedika for a rat, for a mouse. M'nesha shineha dakot. Because it has very thin teeth. Who cares? It has thin teeth, but they're also crooked. So therefore, you can't really see where the puncture is. But then he came to Nahardea. He sent the message back. What I reported to you was a mistake. I have a report from Shimon Lakish, because Zairi, of course, had made Aliyah, and was now coming back to Bavel with this report. You can use your hand, you can't use a nail or a stick, but you could use your hand to check. He said you could even use a masmer, a nail. And that's a machloket tanaim, not as recorded in text, but rather in practice. Chad badik biyadav, chad badik b'machta. One of them, we don't know yet which one, would use his hand, the other one would use a needle. All right, so now Zairi then reported that he had been originally wrong, and you can check. Of course, we don't yet know who is whom here. So the hand checker said to the needle checker, ad matata machalem amonan shel Yisrael. How long are you going to use up Am Yisrael's money? Meaning people bring you an animal, a bird, it might be a trefa, and you're putting a needle in, you're going to certainly make it a trefa. So the retort was, how long are you going to keep feeding Am Yisrael nevelot? Nevelot? It's not a nevelot, it's a trefot. What he said was, how long are you going to keep feeding trefot? Meaning your test is not sufficient. So Tistan Rabbi Yehuda hid the body piyada. We should now conclude that it's Rabbi Yehuda who checked with the hand and for Mechemi with the needle. Tistan Rabbi Shimon Elazar Memishum Rabbi Yehuda, quote Rabbi Yehuda, saying Bodkin l'chulda biyad. You can check for a mouse bite with the hand. Havalob masper, not with a needle. Well, there you go. Now Nishbar ha'etzam v'shalom nikav kum shamoach. If the skull bone was broken, even if the membrane wasn't pierced, then it's a trefa. Now, tistayim. So that proves to us that Rabbi Yehuda is the hand checker, but we have another problem with the braita. Hagufa kasha, there's an inherent contradiction. Amar podkin l'chulda b'yara v'lob masmer almay yidle v'dikuta. So you see that you could check. Haratani nishbar etzam pishul onikev kum shamuach. Then it said if the skull bone was broken, even if it wasn't pierced, almay yidle v'dikuta. So you see there is no checking. So the answer is seifa tan l'of shamayim. That's talking about an aquatic bird. Rova in lo krum. Aquatic birds evidently don't have a membrane. In lo krum, sakataitach would mean no membrane. Everything has a membrane around its brain. Ella hu ilu krumo rach. It is a very soft membrane. And therefore, there's nothing to check. Amar Rav Nachman Ravanan. Mar Amar Shmuel Barit Biyada. You taught me, Ravanan, that from you work very close to Shmuel. He said Shmuel used to check with his hand to Machshar. V'huna chavrin amar Rav Barit Biyada Machshar. And our colleague Huna reported that Rav used to also check with his hand. So both Rav and Shmuel would check for a bird with their hand. This is the Braita referred to. Levi had a Braita that said all the trefot that we listed in Mishnah Aleph, Kenegdan Ba'of, the same thing apply in the parallel part of a bird. Yatera Lehan Of, the bird has one more. Nishbarat Sam Bishalani Kev Krum Shamoach. If the skull bone is broken, even if there is no membrane, puncture in the membrane, it's still a trefa, which means what's to check? So Marle Ahu Ba'of Shamayim, same answer. That's talking about an aquatic bird. Whoever in Lokrum. In Lokrum Zakazarka, whoever Krum Orach. Same answer. Now, Hayitana Golta, there was an actually a case with a chicken. Tave Be Rav Chana. Shadra the comedy Rav Matna. He asked the following question to Rav Matna. Nishbara Etzem Lonikev Krum Shamoachave. We have a bird where the skull bone is broken, but the membrane wasn't punctured. Viachshara, and he said it was kosher. Same problem. Same solution. That's an aquatic bird. Okay, he does have a membrane, but it's very soft. Now, Rav Shizvi Badik Bashimsha, he used to check by holding it out in the sun to see if there was a puncture. Rav Yemer Badik Mai, he did it by immersing in water. Rav Yaakov Badik Begila dechitna, he put a little piece of wheat on it, see if it rippled. Rav Shizvi, Hani, Avzi, Didan, these geese that we have, Ka'of Shamayim Damian, they are aquatic birds, and therefore we deal with them, as we just said, based on Levi's teaching. Now, parenthetically, we saw in the first parak a whole different set of schemes that people used in different yeshivot in Bavel for checking their knives. Rav Shesh used to check it on his tongue, some would check it in the water. So you see sort of a parallel thing here of checking for this particular trefa. Okay, we then said nafla la'ur, if the bird fell into the fire and the insides were burned out, so green versus red. Amar b'yochan v'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Yehoshua. Shi'ur yiruktan k'shi'ur nekuvatan. How much green is green? The same amount that if it were punctured, that would be a trefa. Ma nekuvatan b'mashu. Just like a puncture is mashu. Afiru katan b'mashu. So therefore, one little bit of green is enough. But Rabbi Yosef, b'reid Rabbi Shur ben Levi, b'reid Rabbi Shur ben Levi. So he asked Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Horika kaved. Keneged b'nei me'ayim. Let's say that the liver facing the intestines got green. Mahu. Amale trefa. It's a trefa. Veloye elanit. Why is that any worse than if the liver were gone, in which case it's not a trefa? Marava kevin shorika kva kaved keneged b'nei me'ayim b'yadosh nafla la'ur. If the liver went green, it shows that the whole thing had gone into the fire. V'nechemru b'nei me'ayim, and the intestines got burned out. But to a trefa, it's a trefa. So the liver sort of is a sign for that. Shurma Levi, Havi Lehi Tarnagolet, Shadri the Kamar Rabbi Lazar HaKapar B'Rebbe. Here he really sent the chicken to Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. And he said, Yerukin Havu Va'achshara. His answer was the innards are green, and he said it's kosher. Ivan and non yukim psulin, but our Mishnah says if it's green, it's pasul. So lamer yukim psulin, but korkavan b'leiv kaveh. Now, what parts do we say if they are green, it's pasul? It's the gizzard, the heart, and the liver that are normally red. Tamiyachi be'elu b'nei me'ayim amru, but korkavan b'leiv kaveh. And we have a bright that supports that. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak, by Yosef, we have an opposite sort of story. He had a tarnigolet. Sharala came to Rabbi Aval Marle, Adumin Havu. He said it's red inside of a tarfa, and he declared a trefa. Ivanatan Adumim Sharim, our Mishnah says red is kosher. Armale Adumim Shoriku Virokin Shehadimu Trefa. If it's normally red and went green, or vice versa, then it's a trefa. Where is red kosher? The heart, the gizzard, and the liver. Let's say you have something that went red, that was normally red, went green, like the liver, and then you boiled it, and it went back to red, So my time, because what you have is some smoke that got in the way. In other words, something that discolored it, and therefore you couldn't see its proper color, and that's why it looked green. And then once you boiled it, that got out of the way. Let's say the opposite thing, which is that adumim shalohariku. Let's say they didn't go green. Like the liver didn't go green, even though the animal had an accident. Ushlakan v'horiku, and then you boiled them, and they did go green. Then trefa, my time iglai b'hatayu, their shame has been revealed. In other words, they were really green, and something was in the way to keep them from looking green. Rashi hilkach lolechol inish ela b'shalaka. He really means this is a challenge. When you can't eat any bird until first you boil its insides to see if the color is the true color. We don't start by assuming a reuta, assuming a problem. We assume kashrut. Okay, the end of this analysis is darsat v'tarfa b'kotel. If you took the bird and you smashed it against the wall, we said if it's live for 24 hours more, you inshecht it, it's okay. But in both cases, you need to do a bedika, even though the 24 hours will be okay. That's not going to be enough. Now, in the parallel to Mishnah Bet, Mishnah Dalet is Ve'eluk Sherot Ba'of. The following are deficiencies in a bird that don't render it a trefa. Nikva HaGargaret, if the windpipe was punctured, Oshinistaka, or split. Hiktachul Dal Rosh HaMakom She'en Oseh Ota Trefa, if a rat bit it on the head, but a place that didn't puncture the thing, didn't make it a trefa. Nikava Zefek, if the Zefek, which is the esophagus, really, inside of the esophagus was punctured. Rebbe Omer, afilu nital, even if it's gone. Yatsu b'nei me'aha v'lo nikvu, if the innards were taken out, if the intestines were taken out and not punctured. Nishtabru gapeha, if the wings were broken. Nishtabru agleha, or the legs were broken. Nimritu chnafeha, if the feathers were kind of ripped out. There's one particular feather that's on the inside, it's taken out, then it is a trefa, and we'll see more about that. We're only going to see the first few items in this Mishnah, in this podcast, and then we'll see more in the next one. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Simon Rabbi Tzadok Shalchu La'aber Shana B'Lod V'Shavtu Ba'Ono. They spent Shabbat in Ono, which is not far from Lod. V'Horu B'Tarpachat K'Rabbi B'Zefek. They ruled about a tarpachat, meaning a missing womb, like Rebbe about the Zefek. And remember, Rebbe said, even if the Zefek is gone, it's kosher. Now, Ibayalu, what does that mean? Horuba tarpachat li'isura, they ruled that it was missing, it was usur, kerebi bezefek lehetera, just like Rebbe issued a ruling that if the Zefek is gone, it's mutter, so they ruled, hora li'isur, o dilma horuba tarpachat lehetera kerebi zefek. Maybe it means they ruled the same way Rebbe did, which is mutar. Rebbe Zefek was firlu, but they didn't hold from Rebbe's psak about Zefek. So the answer is teku. We don't know what they ruled. Rabbi Temer Mishum and Levi, Gagoshel Zefek Nidon Kaveshet. The top of the Zefek is like an esophagus. And therefore, if it's punctured, it's no good. Hey, Chamar Bibi Rabbaya, Kol Shinim Tach Imo. Anything that is Nimtach Imo. According to Rashi, what that means is, what that means is when the bird lifts up its head to eat, it gets stretched up like that. Okay, Yatsu b'nei me'aha, if the innards were gone. And Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, lo shanu ela shelo yifech b'hen. That's only if he didn't turn them around first. Yifech b'hen trefa. Why? Dichti, watch this, hu ascha v'yichonenecha. Says, God has made you and prepared you. What does that mean? God prepared with man with stands for everything. If things get turned around, you can't live. So if the b'nei me'ahim were simply taken out, he could live. But if they got turned upside down, then you couldn't. Now we have another drasha on this pasuk. It's like a city that has everything in it. Mimenu kohanav, mimenu neviav, mimenu sarav, mimenu melachav. So you have kohanim, neviim, sarim, and melachim. By the way, an interesting thing, Rosh Tevot Mishkan. Shenamar mimenu pina, mimenu yateid, famous pasuk in Zechariah. We have everything in Am Yisrael. Take a look at the pasuk Mishkan Hashem Konenu Yadecha. Might be an interesting remez to that. Hahu Amar the Chazi Elohu Gavad Nafal Meigra LaAra. It might be actually Roma'a. There was a Roman that saw a guy who fell off the roof. This is actually a very nice story. Pakei Karse Venafuk Mayane. His stomach went open and his insides came out. Ati Libre V'Shachti Kamei. What did he do? He brought this poor fellow's son in front of him, and Shachti Libre Bachuzate Naim. he did a trick as if he was killing the guy's son, meaning he shocked him. In Gidvitnach, the guy sighed and sat up. His stomach came out. Pieces came in and kind of healed himself. In other words, he understood that by shocking this guy at this critical moment, it could shock him back into life, and it worked. What that proves, though, is that Nitlu B'nei Me'eha would not be a treifa. Okay, Nishtabru Ragleha. If the legs are broken, say that's Kshera. Hahut Sanadi Inkuri to Acha the Kame Durava. There was a basket of birds that was brought before Rava, of birds that had their legs broken. Badke Rava b'tzomet hagidin v'achshari, checked every one of them at the point where the tendons are to make sure the right amount, and it said the kosher. Yudam Rav shmutat yad b'behemak shera. We know if the foreleg of an animal is gone, it's kosher. Shmutat yarech b'behemak shera. The back leg is a treifa. Shmutat Yarech ba'of treifa, also with the back legs of a bird missing, is a treifa. Shmutat gaf ba'of treifa, if the wing is missing, is a treifa. Chanishama nikva reya, because there we have to assume that perhaps, or we have to be concerned, that perhaps the lung itself was punctured. Ushmuel amar tibadek. It's not an automatically treifa. You check, see if the lung was punctured. Rechem Rabbi Yochanan tibadek. Chezke amar ein reya la'of. There is no lung. Birds don't have lungs. Yochanan amar yeshlo. It has a small lung, which is like a little rose leaf, right in between the wings. My ain reyalo. What did Chizkiah mean? There's no lung. You live in a late klal. You think it has no lung at all? Chazin in Italy, we know they have lungs. It means that it doesn't become treifa by getting its lungs hurt. Levi's statement that we've already seen several times, which is anything that's a treifa for an animal has a treifa for a bird. And we know that a punctured lung is a treifa for behema. Ela ein lo, lo limpil v'lo lichmar. So he's saying that what he means by he doesn't have one is it really doesn't have one at all. So if that's the case, that when it falls off the thing, then you don't have to check it, not when it falls and not when it gets into the fire. So my time, amrochana hu il v'rov tzaloteha miginot aleha. What it means is that it does have a the lungs, of course, but it the ribs protect it, and therefore the lung is totally protected. So therefore, you don't have to check when those things happen. You don't have to check the lungs; you have to check other things like the b'nei me'ayim. But Rabbi Yochanan's response to Chizkiah, which is it does have a lung and where it is, what it's shaped like and where it sits, indicates that Chizkiah thought it really didn't have one. So in Eretz Yisrael, the quarter of Rabbi Chanina is saying, from Ribi, which is Chizkiah, who was the Gadol, Ribi is just a title like Rabban. We know that he really doesn't know much about chickens. In other words, he's a great rabbi, but doesn't know much about chickens and doesn't know that chickens, of course, have lungs, and that's what's going to render them a treifa. Okay, we're going to pause at this point, and we'll pick it up, continuing with the issue of Shmutat Yarech, etc., and go further into the Ksherot Ba'of and the Treifot Ba'of. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.